You're listening to All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra is out on the Lost Christmas Eve Winter Tour, and you could see them at the tour stop of your choice. Score two premium tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert of your choice with flights, a three-night hotel stay, and a $1,000 gift card for holiday shopping. The prize is provided by Wild Child Touring. To enter for your chance to win, text this hour's national keyword, STYLE, to 95819. That's STYLE, STYLE, to 95819. For full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com. Donald Trump's sentencing in the hush money case, originally scheduled for November 26, is now on hold. This is because prosecutors must decide how to move forward, considering Trump's recent victory in the presidential election. Trump had asked for the case to be dismissed, arguing that his election win could affect the legal proceedings. The judge has paused all deadlines in the case, and now prosecutors must figure out how to proceed given the complex issues surrounding a sitting or incoming president's legal responsibilities. Joining us now is Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law and host of the Behind the Bench with Todd Flood show, which is on 7 o'clock tonight. Todd, we'll be tuning in for that.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Great to be with you, Kevin.
Yeah, yeah. Good to have you on. Good to have you on. What do you make of this? It seems odd to possibly pause this thing for 4 years.
Yeah, that seems unlikely. I just can't imagine. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's been sentences that have been delayed, and there's been extraordinary circumstances where, you know, a defendant went out on a limb and came back. But this not this case. This case is one where the judge has one of three options. He can sentence the president, which seems crazy to me because of the constitutional issues that come into play and his inability or ability to do his job faithfully. And that to me would obviously, I think, trump over the judge making, no pun intended, making a sentence. It just doesn't make logical sense. And it would hinder our country from actually performing the duties and jobs, job of the president. So I can't imagine him doing the sentence, but that's one. Option two is the dismissal of the case, and because of the governmental immunity issues that come into play. And option three is to delay it. I think one of the cases that, you know, we talked about earlier and other times was that of the governmental immunity for the president. The fact of the matter is you can put this into three buckets for presidential immunity. The unofficial acts, well, this is kind of an unofficial act because it was during a time when there was campaigning and hush money. Official acts, the core power, that's the bucket two, that's absolute immunity. Things like, you know, low-lying fruit, things like pardoning power, recognizing a foreign country. Those are official conducts, absolute immunity. And then you have absolute immunity where there is this kind of protective bubble. There's a presumption of absolute immunity, and the government has to show that, hey, this is not going to threaten any kind of governmental power if I come after a charge of the president. So that seems to me to be an open question in our Supreme Court. Here's the caveat. Here's the caveats within that immunity decision. You cannot use evidence and give it to the jury that was done while the sitting president was communicating with an attorney general or with the state head or department. And I don't know, but I think there, you know, that's going to be the big question. And that's what the defense is saying. Hey, you have to throw this case out because the prosecution in this case used communications during the time frame when President Trump was a president. And that should not have gone in front of the jury. That might be something the court can hang their hat on and dismiss this case. But here in the big scheme, the big 60,000-foot view, this case should have never been brought. One, two, it's going to hinder, if you think about it, a president in doing his job and his duties as the president of the United States of America. So I there has to be an off ramp on this case, and we're in very uncharted territory, but there has to be some sort of off ramp because I couldn't imagine a sitting president having this over his head thinking about any of this garbage or any of this case as it relates to, you know, what could or may not happen, and have also to do the jobs and functions of the president.
If they dismiss this case, do the convictions go away, or is that on his record? Is he convicted for all of time?
If they dismiss it, no, that's the verdict is waived, right? The fact of the matter is that would be vacated. We in criminal law hate, and it's only happened one time with me, where, you know, right before sentencing, where we vacated a jury verdict. That was because of improper conduct by the jury. We hate in criminal law to tamper with, touch that sacred part of a jury verdict. This would be one of them. And it would, you know, that would be vacated and the criminal conviction would be gone.
Talk a little bit about the presidential immunity. What is Donald Trump able to do, allowed to do? What can't he do?
So if you break it down into those three buckets, right? So if you bucket one is kind of the unofficial private conduct. And normally we get that type of, you can be prosecuted for conduct during your candidacy, or, you know, if you did something like, you know, the candidate of, if Edwards became, you know, a vice president or whatever the case may be, that's unofficial conduct. It's private in nature. And that material is, you know, you can be prosecuted on. The official conduct, the core power, if you will, from the Supreme Court's ruling that Congress can't, you know, they can't regulate, or someone can't prosecute a president for doing what is his official core powers. And, you know, easy ones that we could think about. You can't prosecute or come after a former president or president because he pardoned somebody or because he recognized a foreign power. Those low-lying type things, those official core conducts of what a president does. The one that's been left open for the Supreme Court that they said in their decision that they don't have to decide at this time is the absolute immunity as it relates to the president, where there is this presumption where he's doing an act. And then the presumption is that he has absolute immunity. But if the government, the prosecutor, can show, hey, listen, this in no way, shape, or form, this was an illegal act, and by us prosecuting the president, doesn't harm the functions or the constitutional issues that the president holds. That open issue is one where Gorsuch said we really don't have to touch, and you can see legal scholars that are going to be writing papers for the president,
right,
to give him cover about what acts he can do and can't do.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is that I can't imagine in the world for which we live that there isn't going to be immunity for the president as he sits in the Oval Office.
Right.
Pretty much everything.
All right. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law and host of Behind the Bench with Todd Flood at 7 p.m. tonight. Appreciate you. You're listening to All Talk on WJR.